Good morning. Time for a sports report brought to you by Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, where flowers are their inspiration to create lasting memories. And remember, Robin's Nest will be closed today due to the weather. This report also brought to you by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and they guarantee the job will be done right. We'll have a look back at high school basketball from last night. A lot of games in the area were played despite the weather, a few postponements, and we'll look ahead to regional and super regional wrestling today.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
With a look at sports on WRCO-FM and WRCO.com, I'm Adam Hess. Well, despite the weather last night, a lot of high school basketball games were played. A lot of them were moved up to an earlier start time, including our featured broadcast of Waseca Steuben at Ithaca.
The Ithaca Bulldogs picked up a win, 67-52 over Waseca Steuben in Ridge and Valley Conference action. Played at Ithaca on the night. The Bulldogs jumped to a 34-22 halftime lead. The Hornets got it to within 10 early in the third quarter, but Ithaca went up by 22 eventually and wound up winning it by 15 in the end. Very good balanced attack for Coach Aaron Hipsch's team. Devin Iam had 16 to lead the pack. Also 11 for Wes Nelson, 10 points each for Cody Burns and Sammy Clary, 9 for Casey Pomering. 6 points scored by Keegan Jones, 3 for Dante Kleinsaucer, and Ethan Burkram has 2. Leading the way for Waseca Steuben, we need to say congratulations to Cooper Lummis. As a junior, he has gone over 1,000 points in his high school basketball career. He went over that point when he got to point number 13 on the night at Ithaca with a jump shot in the lane. So the game was stopped, and he was congratulated. Lummis with 21, 10 points for Julius Cooley, 8 by Brett Wagner. From there, 5 points for Josh Martin, 4 for Theodore Millen, and 2 each for Francisco Riorda and Nolan Reed Mulliken. The Hornets are 7 of 8 from the free throw line. They make 3 threes. The Bulldogs, 2 of 5 from the line. They make a total of 5 three-pointers. The JV game wound up in a tie at 43. They ended it after the regulation because they wanted to get the varsity game going on a wintry night. The next action for the Bulldog boys coming up on Monday. They will be at Cashton. Waseca Steuben will take on Lancaster at home on Tuesday night. Once again, the varsity final. Ithaca 67, Waseca Steuben 52. For WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Mee.
Thank you, Phil. Other boys' games from last night. It was Iowa Grant over Prairie du Chien, 71-58. Hillsboro, a big win over Nisida, 59-16. Bangor, 77. Waniwak Center, 53. Royal over Brookwood, 81-30. Westfield survived Portage, 67-64. And the shootout of the night, Sparta, 95. Toma, 93. Some postponed games from last night. Kickapoo versus Seneca will be played February 17th. North Crawford against Weston, no makeup date as of yet. Girls finals, Platteville with a huge win over Richland Center, 79-22 in conference play. It was Riverdale 53, Boscobel 50. Iowa Grant a 50-40 win over Fenimore. A win for Waseca Steuben over Potosi Cassville, 78-58. Argyle Pecatonica 77, Belmont 73. Benton over Judah, 64-55. Westfield 54, Mauston 33. Wisconsin Dells 74-17 over Adams Friendship. Baraboo and Sauk Prairie did battle. Sauk Prairie picked up the 43-36 win. Edgewood 84, Portage 31. Sparta 70, Toma 59. And one postponement from last night, Barneveld versus Highland, no makeup date yet.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is February 14th. Order early for the best selection. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center, your Valentine headquarters.
It's Regional Wrestling Saturday throughout the area with a preview of today's coverage. Here's WRCO-FM's Bill Twining.
It's Super Regional Wrestling Saturday, and there are three large wrestling tournaments in the area for you to travel safely to and from. The tournaments will each produce two team sectional teams and four individual sectional qualifiers from each weight class to advance to next week's scheduled WIAA wrestling events. WRCO Sports will be on hand at all three Super Regionals today at Mineral Point, at Dodgeville, and at Richland Center. We'll have live coverage from both the Mineral Point and Richland Center Super Regionals and updated reports from Dodgeville High School throughout the day. Area teams such as Hillsboro, Brookwood, Cashton, New Lisbon, Royal Wantiwalk Center, and Westbeam will be part of the Division III Super Regional at Aquinas High School in La Crosse. Also as part of the Division III West B sectional, Mineral Point will be the site of a Super Regional today. Last year, Fenimore and Iowa Grant Highland were the top two teams and advanced to the team sectional. That will change this year as Fenimore has been moved into the Division II tournament field. Joining the host pointers today will be Iowa Grant Highland, Riverdale, Ithaca Weston, Boscobel, Wazika Steuben, North Crawford Seneca, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, DeSoto, Lancaster, Pecatonica Argyle, River Ridge, Parkview Albany, and Poinette. Mineral Point won last Saturday's All-SWAL-SWC Conference Clash, while DeSoto claimed the title at the Scenic Ridge and Rivers Conference Tournament. Individuals to watch today include returning state champions Cade Rule of Mineral Point and Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, state runner-up Brody Meese of Riverdale, and three-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. The Division III Super Regional today also includes the following wrestlers who won conference titles last weekend: Grant Matthews and Lakota Brewer of Riverdale, Nolan Waldner, Ashton Bennett, and Caden Coleman of Ithaca Weston, Jaron Grimslet and Thomas Sprosty of North Crawford Seneca, Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Tyson Imhoff and Gavin Hiderman of Iowa Grant Highland, Trenton Baldwin and Seth Greeno of DeSoto, Lucas Orloff and Aiden Grunenfelder of Peck Argyle, Wesley Egan of Parkview Albany, Ashton Meister of Poinette, and Mineral Point's trio of Cade Rule, Memphis Burkhalter, and Liam Carey. Other state qualifiers returning from this D3 regional include Elliot Kite of Mineral Point and three teammates from Iowa Grant Highland who all placed at state 1 year ago, Brock Hinderman, Jackson Bussey, and Bodie Brockop. Fenimore moves into the Dodgeville Division II Super Regional today, where the returning top two teams a year ago were Lodi and Belleville Monticello Nuclearis, or Sugar River. Team sectional qualifier Prairie du Chien also moves into this regional, replacing Lodi, while other teams include River Valley, Belmont Platteville, Darlington Blackhawk, Cuba City Benton Southwestern, Evansville, Broadhead Judah, Monroe, Edgerton, Turner High School of Beloit, and host Dodgeville. Last Saturday, Evansville won the team championship of the Rock Valley Conference meet, led by five individual winners, while Sugar River finished second to Lodi in the Capital Conference and had four individual champions. The Dodgeville Division II Super Regional features returning state champions Shane Rashan of Dodgeville, Owen Sefrud of Darlington Blackhawk, and a pair of two-time state champions in Hawken Peterson of Dodgeville and Tristan Stelt of Fenimore, and three-time state titleist Danny Heiser of Evansville. Five other wrestlers who placed at state return, along with eight additional wrestlers who qualified for the state meet. Others to watch today at Dodgeville include recently crowned conference champions Dylan and Briggs Weigel of Belmont Platteville, Blake Terry of Prairie du Chien, and Garrett Minder of Monroe. River Valley will have two wrestlers with state tournament experience in Wyatt Knockreiner and Noah Radke, and two more who reached the sectional a year ago, Mason Schulte and Blake Brickle. And the Dodgeville state champions will be bolstered by teammates Rhett Spurley and Nathan Johnson. Finally, Richland Center High School will host a unique Division II Super Regional today that features 14 wrestling teams from a total of seven different conferences. Leading the way are three teams that won league tournaments last weekend, Mauston Nisida from the South Central Conference, and returning team sectional entrants Lodi from the Capital Conference, and Gale Ettrick Trempealeau Melrose Mindoro from the Cooley Conference. They'll be challenged today by host Richland Center, the only entrant from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference, by Portage from the Badger Conference, by Neillsville Greenwood Loyal representing the Cloverbelt Conference, by Quad Op Rio Cambria Friesland Fall River Randolph from the Trailsway Conference, also Viroqua Arcadia and Black River Falls from the Cooley, and Wisconsin Dells, Adams Friendship, Wautoma Wild Rose, and Nakusa Port Edwards Wisconsin Rapids Assumption from the South Central. Richland Center will be led by state runner-up and two-time state place winner Ethan Haiti. The Hornets will also have senior Mason Jelenic, junior Ethan Bindle, and freshman Caden Stibbe, all of whom placed in last Saturday's conference clash. Senior Braden Kleppe, who missed the event due to injury, should bolster the lineup today for coach Silas Coleman and Richland Center. No returning state champs in the D2 Richland Center Super Regional today, but a pair of state runners-up will draw plenty of attention, Ethan Haiti of Richland Center and Espen Swears of Mauston Nisida. Colton Koss of Gale Ettrick Trempealeau Melrose Mindoro placed third at state a year ago, while Braden Dorkhorst of Lodi placed fourth, and both Hayden Gillen of Mauston and Hudson Sebesta Opelt of Neillsville Greenwood Loyal were fifth place medalists. Action at all three WIAA Super Regionals begins around 10 o'clock this morning. Join WRCO Radio Sports throughout today for live coverage from Mineral Point and Richland Center and for updated reports from Dodgeville. For Phil Nee, Kirk Layer, Pat Mahoney, and David Wormand, for WRCO Radio Sports, I'm Bill Twining.
Richland Hospital, first for you, your choice for better health from birth through every step of your life. Wegner Auto Service, a professionally trained towing service available 24/7, capable of towing any size vehicle anywhere. Complete auto body and mechanical work too. And Jelenic Plumbing and Heating, they guarantee the job will be done right. Jelenic Plumbing and Heating offers 24/7 service, free estimates, and reasonable rates.